And the title is Peace in the Time of Storm. Peace in the Time of Storm. Because right now in the world, there's a storm happening. It's been happening for many years, for a long, long time. And it feels like the storm's getting a bit worse. It's getting worse and worse. You watch the news, it seems like everything's getting worse. But surely goodness and mercy, the last verse, when I walk through the darkness, dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there. And safely his great hand will lead me to the mansion he's gone to prepare. I'm thankful that as we walk through this dark, lonesome valley, our Savior walks with us there. Our Savior is right beside us. We're going to be talking about a bit about that today. And safely his great hand will lead. He leads us by the hand. And where in Russia, we have Orthodoxy, but we also have Islam. And their God, Allah, they believe he does not love. He does not have love. There's no such, they don't believe that he loves. So when we talk about our God is loving, and he's afar off, they have to pray and pray and pray to reach their God. Our Lord leads us by the hand. Our Lord is right there beside us. I'm thankful for that. If you'll turn to your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, we'll read some verses, then we'll pray. But Mark chapter 4, Mark chapter 4, we'll start in verse 35. You know, we've been, all the young people here, you know, we've been in Kidzapalooza, we've been going through the miracles of Jesus. That's a theme of this summer, the miracles of Jesus. And it's been a joy for me to go through that and teach kids. I've since a little kid, since 5 years old, I would pass by Sunday school. I was like, I want to teach those kids sometime, someday. And it's a joy for me, but going through the miracles of Jesus, this is a huge miracle, but peace in the time of storm. Here, verse 35, in the same day when the even was come, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Let's pray. Dear Father, Lord, as we come before you tonight, Lord, I praise you, Lord, for the organization service that we just watched, Lord, that we're just part of, Blue Mesa Baptist Church, Lord, what a blessing that is. Father, the work that you've done there, Lord, Father, I ask you to continue the work, Lord. It's not yet done, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, that you strengthen them, Lord, that just because coming to church doesn't mean the work has stopped, Lord, but we continue, Lord. Father, I thank you for this evening, Lord, that we can come before you, Lord, the singing that we had, Lord, the words, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, as we come before you and learn from your word, Lord, and hear from your word today, Father, give me the wisdom, Lord. Give me the boldness to say only that you have given me, Lord, nothing more, nothing less. Father, that you might work on our hearts, Lord. Father, this world is just full of wickedness, it's full of sin, Lord. It's a storm right now, Lord, Father. But I'm thankful that we can have peace in the time of storm. Father, again, Lord, just give me the words, fill my mouth with your words, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here, verse 35, we see how the same day when even was coming, he saith unto them, let's pass over unto the other side. They didn't think that when they went on this the lake that or wherever they were, the sea, that there was going to be a storm. But he says, when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Right now, this world is so hard to find peace. Many people search for it in meditation, in all these different religions. They seek peace. They seek something inside to get away from all this. A little story. When I was flying back from Russia in March, I was on the plane from, it was from Turkey, it was from Turkey to Chicago. It was a 13-hour flight. But the last 2 hours of the flight, I was in the exit door seat because that's why. Because I can't fit in any of the normal seats. Brother Josh, you probably understand. Brother Nicholas, you probably understand, right? You can't sit in the seat. So I'm sitting in the exit door seat, and I had lots of room. It was, like, nice. It was nice room. Last 2 hours of the flight, I went to use the bathroom, come back, and there's this lady just standing right in front of my seat. I'm like, excuse me, and I sit down. This lady starts doing all these, like, exercises. I was like, okay, are you stretching or something? I guess that's on a 13-hour flight, you need to stretch sometimes. Well, she starts moving her feet, moving her hands, and right away I was like, that's meditation. She's starting all these moves, all these, like, whatever it's from. I don't know what type, this karate, this kung fu, all these mysticism, all this stuff. But she starts doing this, and I so much wanted to speak up and just say, you're doing, that's, you know, that's wrong. You know, before God, that's wrong, but I think the Lord kind of said, quiet. Sometimes he does that. But it kind of, I just kind of watched. It's not like I could help it. She was right in front of me. But she was doing all these moves. And just this chapter came up in my peace and time story. Like, everybody seeks for peace. Everybody seeks for something to, like, give peace in the soul, give peace from all this. They seek that. You know, meditation won't get you that, maybe temporarily. But the only person that can give you true peace is Christ, is Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ can we have peace. Well, she's doing this for about half an hour. Turbulence comes. I might say I'm very happy it happened. Why? Because turbulence comes, she just almost falls, and she had to redo the whole thing. I was like, yes. It's like the Lord is sending turbulence when finally... She does it again for about other 20 minutes. Turbulence comes, and the pilot says, you have to, everybody take the seat. We're in a little circle. I was like, yes. She could not complete it. It might be bad, but man, it was nice to see her kind of like all in the, she was getting in the mood. And she, it was sad. Because she's doing all this. I've seen her before. It's weird. I've seen her before on another plane and just done this. But they do all this to get inner peace. You think about, like, Kung Fu Panda. Everybody has someone seen the, like, inner peace. You know, that's against the word of God. Inner peace. The only person that can give peace is Christ. This world has become more and more wicked. There are perilous times where do we find peace amongst all this? You read in Luke 21, I'll read it very quick. Luke 21, about the times that we're going to have. Luke 21, verse 8. I read it real quick. And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. The time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and the great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and to prisons, and being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. We see here, there should come a lot of wars. There should come earthquakes, and divers, famines, pestilences, fearful sights. I think we're getting close to the, don't quote me, but I believe that it's getting closer. You see more and more what's happened. We had a tornado come through Goshen. I'm not saying that's, but we have more diseases, more viruses coming out. We have more things happening, more natural disasters. How can we have peace amongst all that? Here, first, I want to they came into a ship. This ship wasn't like nowadays huge yacht. These huge ships. A fishing vessel back then was about 27 feet long, about 7.5 feet wide, and it could get a bit higher than 4.5 feet tall. They're going on to see, has anybody been on like a body of water where there's like a storm happening? Like waves. I've been on like tiny waves and I loved it, but it's like there rose a great storm of wind and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And you can read that these disciples were fishermen. They had been fishermen beforehand. They knew how to direct a boat. They knew how to be on the sea. And they came to the point where they became terribly afraid. They became terribly afraid. These people knew how to be on a ship. It was that bad. Verse 37, there grows a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. I would be scared if I was on the sea on a lake and it got so bad or on the ocean and the waves beat so much that the boats start filling up. You know what happens when the boat starts filling up? You start sinking. And I would not want to do that, be in that ship. But we see, where was Christ in all this? He was in that ship, right? Where was he? And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. You know, he had peace. He wasn't worrying. Why? Because he was God. He was the Son of God. He didn't have to worry. He created everything. He created the water. He created the wind. He created the lightning, all this. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. It's interesting how he said, I always look like this, the starting of verse 39, and he arose. It didn't say he jumped up, like, what's happening? He arose. He got up probably, I don't know how fast he got up, but he knew what was happening. Three things I see here. How can we have peace? First of all, that they did not do. Remember that the Lord is in the boat with you. Amongst the storm of this world, the disciples, as they were in the storm in a boat, you know what? They forgot that the Lord was there with them. You know why? Because they would have gone to him right away as soon as the storm started. But they rowed, they did all they could. It got so bad, I can see them rowing, trying to get to shore. And it got so bad, it waited until the ship got full, until they were about to perish, and then they go unto the Master. Then they go unto the Jesus that was on the sleeping in the back of the boat. Remember that the Lord is in the boat with you. Amongst the storm, the Lord is here with us. As it says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the last part of that verse, it says, And I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He gave us a promise. He was in that whole time during the storm when they were in the boat. The Lord was still there with them. The Lord was still there in that boat. But they did not go to him right away. The Lord is still with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Amongst the storm of this world, the troubles, the national disaster, we just had a hurricane. We just had a tornado through Goshen. Alex, you were in your house when it happened. Of course, you're fearful. You're close to dying. You know, but the Lord can still give us peace, knowing we're going to be up there. He's still with us in that. The Lord is still with us in those times. It says in 1 Chronicles 11:9, talking about David. So David waxed greater and greater, not because he was very ambitious and he did all he could to do that, and he went and fought, and he said, "I'm going to get that." As many people now as I want to be rich, and they do all they can to do that. All they can to get all these riches, all they can to become a professional sportsman or professional at a sport, all they can to become high up in their job, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but make sure that doesn't take over a life for Christ. But here it says, so it's 1 Chronicles 11:9, so David waxed greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. He waxed great and greater because the Lord God was with him. The Lord is always with us. It says in Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." It's interesting that going a rabbit hole, but where it says, "Have I not commanded thee?" It came to a point where he commanded Joshua, "Be strong and good courage," because he had said it two times before. We a lot of times forget that Jesus is right in the boat with us. The disciples spent all their energy trying to row. That it took the last minute, just before they're about to perish, for them to go on up to Christ and say, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Remember that Lord is in the boat with you. Second, realize that he is the Lord Almighty. He calmed the sea. He was not just some ordinary guy in the boat. In the storm that we're in the troubles that we have, remember that the Lord is the Lord Almighty, that he can do anything for you, that he desires for that. Psalms 29. Turn to Psalms 29. A bit about I'm going to read the whole chapter, 11 verses. Realize that he's the Lord Almighty. The Lord is, was, and always will be. He has always lived. He created the heaven and the earth. He created the wind and the water and the storms. Sometimes the problem with us is we don't realize that in the middle of the storm, in the middle of our trouble, we don't realize that he's there and that he's the Lord Almighty. We forget about that. And so we tend to, in amongst the storm, we try all we can. Then I can go unto the Lord. Well, that should be our first thing, in amongst trouble and amongst the storm, to go unto the Lord. But here, chapter 29, verse 1, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." From verse 3 to verse 9, you see 7 different things where it says the voice of the Lord does something. Verse 3, "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." It talks about the might of the Lord. You can read many different scriptures about the might of the Lord, but I like that last verse. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord's the only one that can give us peace. The Lord's the only one that can, in the amongst everything, help us to be calm. Not scream, "Ah!" In Russia, where we're at, and even here, when COVID started, man, it was panic. It was like, "Don't get close to me." And sometimes that's right, yeah. But literally, we had people coming up just scared to death. Like, I'm going to die. First of all, no. At that time, very little people died. But people did. But it was panic. Amongst all that, the Lord says the Lord will bless his people with peace. He will give the peace. We ask for it. 2 Kings chapter 6. I'll read it quick. 2 Kings chapter 6. chapter, verse 15. When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. This is talking about Elisha. Behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? He's talking about the might of God. They see his servant, they wake up, and there's this mass of this huge army in front of them, in front of the city. The servant says, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Amen for that. And it didn't stop there. Elisha prayed in the Lord and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes and that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And then when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. You know, the devil and his angels, there's a lot of them. But you know, that verse still applies. Verse 16, Elisha answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. I listened to audiobooks, and I've listened to a couple about spiritual warfare, and it's always it's kind of mind opening, kind of eyes opening, what around us, what happens. But there's one person that every demon, the devil, is afraid of: Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's name. His name is all powerful. The demons even tremble with fright. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. So first thing we looked at, remember that the Lord is in the boat with you. Realize that he's the Lord Almighty. Third thing, lay all your burdens on him and allow him to do the rest. We'll turn back to Mark chapter 4. It's interesting, back to number 2, realize that the Lord, I remembered this. Verse 41, it's interesting. I was like kind of thinking about this. Verse 41 says, and they feared exceedingly after he rebuked the wind, said, peace be still. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and sea obey him? They're disciples of Christ, right? They knew him. They knew that he was the Son of God. They knew that he was Jesus Christ. And they still questioned, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I don't understand that, but whatever. Third thing, lay all your burdens on him and allow him to do the rest. The one huge blessing of being his child, is he said to lay all your burdens on him and he will carry it. Matthew chapter 11, read this real quick. Matthew chapter 11. Verse 28 through 30. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. It says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He gives us rest. Amongst the storm, he gives us rest. All we have to do is lay our burdens on him. It's lay our troubles and thoughts and bring it to the Lord Most High. Come to the altar, stop where you're at and just, Lord, I'm struggling with this. I don't know what to do. I've done all I can. I don't know how to continue. Lord, I give this unto you. And you know, after we give it to him, you know, we don't have to take it back. We just leave it with him. Let him deal with the rest. But as humans, we have the tendency of, I want that back. I want to take control of that again. like we've been looking for apartments, and Brie and I have been looking for apartments, and you know how hard it is to, you've looked everywhere at every little thing. You've called many places. You called almost every place that doesn't have bed bugs, doesn't have all this, and all that type of stuff that you don't want bed bugs. But you know the struggle is waiting. Because we're on a waiting list for a couple places, and it's like, I want to look more. I want to get an answer now. And we just give up to the Lord. Lord, it's up to you. But you know how hard it is for me and my Bree not to say, Lord, I want that back. I want to take control. I want to look for. I want to call more. I want to find an option now. That's not all the time. That's not God's way. Remember that the Lord is in the boat with you. Realize that He is the Lord Almighty. Lay all your burdens in Him. Allow Him to do the rest. I listen to this song. It's peace inside. It's talking about like almost a third person view of this story. Almost like a guy on the mountain, a man on the mountain looking down and seeing them in amongst the storm. They're almost perishing. They're almost going to drown. It always gives me shivers. And then they see a man stand up without fear, sit and just put his hand over the water, and it comes calm. Have you ever thought about that? He said, peace be still, and rebuke the wind, and it calm. No, the Lord can give us peace. He's blessed us with peace. It's not for us to go around screaming, for us to go around frightful, I can't say that, frightful, and doing all we can to change that. If we give ourselves unto God, if we give our burdens unto Him, if we remember that He's there with us, that He's never left us, He never left the disciples, He never just jumped out of the boat and said, I'm gone. No, He was there, He was sleeping. But He stood up, said, peace be still. Remember about these things. Because maybe it's not for now. Maybe for you right now, it's not applicable to you at the moment. But I can guarantee you there's going to come a time it's going to be needed. There's going to come a time, and very rarely it's just once. I'm a young guy, and I've had this many times. Finding the peace, finding that rest that we can find in the Lord. And then when you find that, it's like, I never want to leave it. May we always remember about this. Let us pray.